Hello.
Hello, Nancy?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Roy. I'm a neighbor of yours.
Uh-huh.
And I just, last night I was lying in your lawn.
You were doing what?
I was lying in your lawn last night, and there was
Lying in it?
Yeah, I was just, looking at the stars about 3 in the morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you have to explain yourself on that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just did. Anyway, yeah, there was dog poop in your yard, and it got in my hair.
Well, I don't have a dog.
Okay, well, there's dog poop in your yard, and you should be keeping your yard picked up.
Well, that may be true, but I'm not responsible for taking care of somebody else's dog poop.
Yeah, but you're responsible for taking care of your own lawn.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, you are. You have to keep your lawn mowed and poop-free. It's in the Homeowners Association.
The only problem is that I live in a condo, and somebody else mows my yard.
Okay, well, you should pay them better so they clean up the poop, too.
Well, I don't know that's... Whoever let the dog be in my yard is the one that's responsible for it.
Okay. Well, it just seems like a really huge inconvenience...
Where do you live?
...for me when I'm trying to lie in your yard and I
get... Where do you live?
I just live around the corner. I'm over on Laurel Court.
Well, I don't know. I think you need to read the rules and regulations because I'm not responsible for dog poop.
Okay,
well, I don't have a dog.
It seems like you could be nicer about it, or at least say you're sorry.
Well, I don't understand why you're calling me when you know the rules that the person that owns the dog is the one that's responsible for picking it up.
Yeah, but why don't you take
It's not the people that mow the yard. It's not their responsibility.
Okay, but you live there. You should take some pride in your lawn and you know, clean up the dog poop out of it so I don't get it in my hair all the time.
Well, I can't help that. I'm sorry. I'm 84 years old, and I really am not able to go out and clean up my yard all the time.
Is this going to happen every time I lie down in your lawn? I'll get dog poop?
It could be. I don't have any idea who is doing it, because I don't have a dog, and my neighbor's not here, so it must be somebody that's coming in from someplace from your area or someplace and letting the dog go to the bathroom.
That seems unlikely. Are you sure you're not lying?
Oh, really?
Yeah, are you
really?
Maybe you're just lying.
You are really weird.
What? I'm not weird.
I'm sorry. I don't have a dog.
All right. Well,
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello there, everyone. You are listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 492. This is the show where we give people who are bored enough to do a yard sale all weekend something to talk about by calling them up, saying something crazy to them, weirding them the fuck out, sometimes setting them off into a rage so they know what it's like to feel again. We're waking people up from their dreary lives. That's what we're doing. We're not just making prank calls. It's nothing like that. We're causing interesting conversations to happen around the dinner table at night where they start anonymously pointing fingers at random family members. They're like, yeah, I bet it was your cousin Doug. I never liked that guy. And now you know why. Giving people the common enemy of Cousin Doug. Today's common enemy is sponsored by David J., Derek J., Dustin W., F in Reality, and FOD87. Thanks, all five of you, for sponsoring today's show and supporting the PLA by being incredibly nice and pledging a few bucks a month on patreon.com/phonelosers. That's the site that gives you an extra show or two every week. I think this past week we did 2 hobosodes, I think. Maybe. I don't know. Do you count Sunday as this week or last week? I'm always confused about that. But I did do a new hobosode on Friday where I told people that I was going to be landing an airplane in front of their house on their street and not to be driving their cars around on that day at a certain time. Here's a short clip from that show.
You're calling me to ask me to do something that you have no right to do, so you need to tell me your name.
I don't have to tell you shit. I'm just, you can ask me tomorrow when I land, and you'll probably think it's awesome when I land because it's going to be awesome.
It doesn't sound too awesome to me. Understand this. It is a private road. You have no legal right whatsoever to land on it, and you will be trespassing if you do so.
It sounds like you're just a grouchy old man, and you're probably jealous that you didn't think of this.
It sounds like you're an idiot who doesn't understand anything about property rights and probably doesn't understand anything about flying.
It's not property. It's a road.
That doesn't matter.
It's a road, you idiot, and I know how to fly. This isn't
the road is proper. The road is property.
That guy was trying to tell me that he owned the road in front of his house. Him and the neighbors purchased it or something like that. And surprisingly, not a whole lot of people got pissed off about me landing an airplane in front of their house. A few of them were worried that I was going to kill myself, but most of them just seemed to think it was really awesome, and they were going to be out there and watching. They're like, yay, let's watch a plane crash tomorrow. Be sure to check that Hobosode out. It's Hobosode number 128, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes if you want to listen to it. By the way, that idea was by I Regret Jumping, and he left it in the new idea chat room thing in the PLA Discord. We've set up a room called the Prank Call Idea Factory, and the point of that room is you just submit ideas that you want to hear happen on shows. And the best ideas get pinned to the top of the room, and every once in a while I go and check the pins and try some of the ideas. And this isn't just for me to do. This is for anybody. Anyone that does prank calls, anyone that does a show or just does prank calls for fun, go to the Prank Call Idea Factory on the PLA Discord and steal as many ideas as you want from there. And if you want to send in your own ideas, then that's a good place to do it. Maybe do it there instead of in the voicemails. You can find a link to where the PLA Discord is in the show notes of any show that I've done in the past couple years. There's a bunch of links on the bottom of every single post that shows you where to go for all of the PLA things, all the communities, the Reddit, the Facebook group, the Twitters, the Instagrams. As long as I'm playing clips from other shows, I'm going to play you a quick clip from the newest episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. This is from a call that happened back in 2015, so you might remember this one, but you probably don't.
Oh, bullshit. That's $39 of water. I don't pay that for a month.
I'm calling up a hotel, people who have stayed at a hotel recently, and this guy, I'm telling him that he used up too much water while he was staying here.
Down here for a month, for a year.
Yeah, well, maybe it's because
I pay $15 a month.
You think when you
for
go
a
to
a month?
You think when you go to a hotel,
I,
you can
I only
take?
Stayed
hey,
there
hey,
two
shut up!
Nights.
Shut up!
Huh?
You think you can just take long showers when you stay in a hotel? But no, it doesn't work like that.
I didn't
that.
Take long. We don't take long showers. That's bullshit.
You think you can spend 5 hours washing your hands or something?
Hey, listen, buddy. You know we're not that type of people.
I'm not your buddy, Chief.
We're here to do a regular stay and we get out.
What type of people is he talking about? Like the type of people that wash their hands for too long? I've been trying to catch up on all the show editing of the past few years. I'm still at the very end of 2015 doing that. And by that, I mean I go through my old shows and I cut out all of the pranks that I like. Or I cut out all the pranks and then I put the best stuff into episodes of a show called Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. You can listen to that show by going to worldofprankcalls.com. But I really enjoyed the hotel calls. There's more of those from the same show that I'm going to put on the next episode of Mr. Dabalina's this coming week. So keep an eye out for that next week. Definitely listen to last week's episode at worldofprankcalls.com. And this past weekend, I've been doing this thing where I convert all of the old episodes of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls to videos like I do on the Snowplow Show, and I've been putting them all on YouTube. I put the first three on the Snowplow Show channel, and somebody in there is like, hey Brad, you fucking idiot, why don't you put these episodes on the PLA channel, where you have 30,000 subscribers? And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do that. So I converted all 19 episodes of Mr. Dabalina into videos, and I've uploaded them all to YouTube. And I've scheduled them to release one a day for the next, 2 weeks or whatever it is. So far, 5 episodes have been released, and there's 14 more to go. Plus episode 20 when I get that put together in a few days. So I hope that's not too annoying, those of you who keep an eye on the PLA YouTube. You're going to get a new episode of Mr. Dabalina every single day if you've never listened to that show before. If you have, you're just going to be annoyed by it. But don't worry, after 2 weeks it'll slow down and it'll stop being quite as annoying. Those will be on the youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica channel. Man, this is going to be a long intro. I have a few things to bring up, so let me quickly do that. Number one, I put a video of the clock that Raj sent me, and the new soundboard, and the hat, and the glue, and the birthday card. I made a video of all that stuff. You might remember that I mentioned that in the previous episode, that I got some cool stuff in the mail, and I was going to make a video of it. I did. I did that last week. The video's on YouTube, and I'm putting a link to that in the show notes. Next thing is PLA meetups. Laugh Track Matt and Zax from The Party Time Show, they are having their second Euro meet. It's going to be in the Netherlands, and it's not happening until 2019. They're using their Patreon money to save up and get Matt a ticket to go over there again. He already did this once, like a year or two ago. But PLA Euro Meet 2 is going to be happening in November of 2019, a little over a year away. Vienne is going to be there, and I think Kuraz should go, because he's over there somewhere, right? Somewhere around that area. I order you to go, Kuraz. Go hang out with Laugh Track Matt and Vienne and Zax. It'll be fun. And then Nick Caesar, he posted on the PLA Facebook group today that he wants to do a Bay Area meetup. And he hasn't made any plans yet. He just posted this like an hour ago, I think. But I'm going to link to that thread. And if you're in the Bay Area of California, you should go to the show notes, click on that thread, and go hang out with Nick Caesar for an hour or two. It'll be fun. Maybe he'll draw a picture for you. I want to meet Nick Caesar one of these years. He's only about 8 hours away from me. I need to do that soon. Oh, speaking of Nick, he is the one that made the show art for today's episode. He made some awesome show art of a cactus visiting a garage sale. If you like Nick Caesar's art, I order you to go to scaryart.spreadshirt.com and buy some of his PLA designs. Like all this artwork that he makes for PLA, a lot of it anyway, he puts up as a t-shirt, and you can buy a t-shirt of his art. I have a couple of them, and you should too. scaryart.spreadshirt.com. There's a link in the show notes for you to go buy no less than 5 shirts from Nick Caesar. Damn it, I have other announcements, but this is going on way too long, this intro. So I'm either going to do the rest of these at the end of the show or just on the next show, probably the next show. What you're about to hear is the live show that I did early this morning. This is a show of me calling up people who are having garage sales and saying weird shit to them. Enjoy. Hey there, everyone. I'm going to do a garage sale show today. I've been watching the chat room and copying ideas, mostly by Tim Riggy. Of course, that's the only reason I do live shows, is to get Tim Riggy's ideas. But no, there's some good stuff in there. I've also been looking up garage sales, and I'm not finding a whole lot in this area that I'm in. Prepare for lots of phone ringing today, as garage sales don't pick up. Because what I'm doing is I'm just looking at garage sales on Craigslist, and I'm only going to do the ones that have a phone number listed. You know, I could do the reverse directory search on their address and see if I could find phone numbers that way, but that's a lot of effort. I'm just going to do the ones that actually put their phone number on the listing. Like dummies.
Please leave your message.
Parkman says I should just call random homes and ask to come in their garage and make offers on things. That could be fun as an HOA call. Or wait, no, I should say where the HOA is demanding that they do mandatory garage sales. Just get rid of some shit. But it's only garage sale for me. And it starts in 10 minutes. I don't know. No, we're not going to get that elaborate today. We're just going to call garage sales. Okay, here's one. Huge sale. Everything priced to go. Let me change my phone number quickly. I'm going to send secret shoppers to keep an eye on things for them. Oh, let me write that one down. Grumpy Dumper. Make fart noises into the phone and then call them gay. That's comedy genius. All right, here goes the everything price to go huge sale. They've got women's shoes, a printer.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about your garage sale.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I had to close it for an hour. I'll be back open at 12:30.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Hey, can you break 100? Where are you going?
Like, I might be able to. I can pick up some change while I'm out, and I'll make sure I can when I get back.
Yeah, get a lot of 20s.
All right.
Hey, but I'm not going to be getting anything at the garage sale. I'm just going to be coming by. I just need to break 100. I'm not really into garage sales. Ma'am?
Hold on, honey, stand up.
Ma'am, don't call me honey. I'm taken.
I'm talking to my child.
Oh, well, could you tell your child to shut the fuck up?
Eat a dick and die, bitch.
Well, you're on the phone. Teach him some manners. That was Dragon Mirror's idea. Break 100. I wonder if she's still going to get changed for me, though. She said she would.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
She's hitting the fuck you button now. Oh, well. I wanted to ask her if the Breaking 100 thing was still on. Oh, yeah. Schmanky says I should, I need space there to sell my own stuff. I should do that for real. Like someone that's having a garage sale and then just go out on the public sidewalk and set up a table. Try and get to their customers first. That's a money-making opportunity, Schmanky. You should try that. What's with people posting garage sales with no pictures? You gotta have a picture. How can you not put a picture up? That's crazy. But at least they tell me they have women's SAS shoes and games and VHS and a WWF collection, a Dale Earnhardt collection. Hello?
Yes.
I'm calling about your yard sale.
Okay.
How late's that going on?
Till about 6.
And are you hiring? Like for a cashier?
Am I what?
Like if I was interested like in a cashier position, would you be hiring?
No.
Okay. Hey, I was there earlier today. You know, I bought something.
Okay.
Is this Loria? Because I think you're the one that I give my money to.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
I only bought this this videotape because I thought you were cute.
Okay.
But I'm at this other garage sale now, and there's this girl working there. Her name is Alexis, and she's cuter. So can I return this? Like, can I bring it back and get my money back? Because I think I have a better shot with her. Let me call her right back. That was Hayes' idea, which I shouldn't have even used because he's just complaining about my show in the chat room now. Give me a bunch of shit.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Look how much his idea sucked. Didn't even work. Now she's not picking up. Oh, yeah, Stallman, I should say that I'm with the local Blockbuster. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, you hung up on me. I'm serious. I just want to get my money back for this VHS. Depending on how it goes with Alexis.
You call me one more time, I will make a report to the police department.
For what? For not thinking you're cute enough? Yeah, she's going to call the police station and be like, yeah, this guy says I'm not cute. Arrest this man. Oh, wow, here's the Tin Family garage sale with a phone number. Hold on, let me look at their Google map. I want to make sure I can do Schmanky's idea. This might be in the boonies. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I can't tell if they have a sidewalk. But I'll just set it up in the road. Whatever. What are they going to do?
Hello.
Hey there. Hi. I'm calling about your garage sale.
Pardon?
Your garage sale? You're having a garage sale today?
Yes.
The really big one. How late is that going to be up?
4 o'clock for sure, but if we're really busy, it'll be later.
Okay, because I'm going to be there in about 30 minutes.
Oh, that's fine. You get plenty of time.
Well, no, I don't want to shop at your garage sale. Is what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a table out in front of your house, like kind of on the sidewalk or in the street, and I'm going to sell
You can't in the street because this is a rural area.
Yeah, but it's cool. Like, I'll put up some traffic cones. And
No, you can't do that. But you can do it in the yard.
No, I want to do it my own way. But I want to sell my own things.
That's fine. Just do it in the yard.
I've been looking at your pictures, and I'm going to undercut your prices.
I think you maybe better not come here.
Oh, no, I'm definitely coming there. I have every right to come there.
No, you're not.
I'm going to do my own.
The neighbors will call the cops on you.
Oh no, they can't. They can't because I have the legal right to be there. I have a yard sale license.
You can't in the country set up a table in the road.
Oh, you watch me.
What I'm telling you.
I'm gonna do it.
Goodbye.
I'm gonna put up traffic cones. I kind of want to try that again. Oh, Tim Riggy says I'm in a hover round, so they'll have sympathy for me.
This is Sandy. I cannot take your call right now. Aww. Leave your name and.
Darn it, Sandy. One more try. I'm a sovereign citizen. And I'm in a wheelchair. And I'm a vet.
This is Sandy. Can I take your call?
And I'm black. She doesn't want a big lawsuit on her hands. She better leave me alone. Thanks for that idea, Schmanky. I'm going to do that one at least one more time. A no more baby sale. That's what it's called, a no more baby sale. I should ask what happened to the baby.
Hello.
Hello, Keith?
Yeah.
Hey, I was calling about your sale, your garage sale thing.
Okay.
How late are you doing that today?
I was hoping to wrap it up around 1 o'clock, but we've got quite a bit of stuff left, so.
Okay, all right. I'm going to be there in about 30 minutes. I'm not going to shop there, but I'm going to set up my own table out on the front sidewalk. And I'm just going to sell things in front of your house. Basically, I'm going to open up kind of a miniature garage sale. Because I run the baby clothes consignment shop here in town, and it just seems like you're trying to undercut my business, so I'm going to try and undercut yours.
Yeah, so stop on by. I'd be happy to see you.
Okay, well, I don't want to hang out with you. Like, leave me alone. I'm just going to be out there with, you know, doing my table thing at the end of your driveway.
Perfect. Yeah.
And I'm going to probably, like, when people come and look at my stuff, I'm going to point to your stuff and say, that stuff's not for sale. Don't go there.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. Come on by.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not asking permission. You don't have to give me permission.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not sure why you called then. Well, why don't you just come on by and set up?
I don't see why you're saying that's fine, because I'm not asking for permission. I'm just letting you know I'm going to be there in about 30 minutes and set up a table.
Thanks for the heads up.
You're welcome. How's business today, by the way? Like, how much business can I expect to take from you?
It's been booming, so you should expect to take a lot.
All right. It's probably not booming that much if you're going to close up by one. So it seems like you're...
Yeah, I don't have to keep it open if I don't want to, so...
Oh, yeah, you're so rich, you just don't need the money?
Yeah.
Because you've been stealing all my business.
Yeah.
So anyway, I might... I don't know, I was thinking about... I was going to ask him to be my supplier. Like, maybe he can give me some huge discounts on his merchandise so I can sell them in front of his house. But no. Oh, and I forgot to ask what happened to the baby. Somebody in the chat room said to tell him I'm super fat. I want to make sure the aisles are wide enough for me. I forget who that was. Might try that one. Ask if they want to be in Garage Sale Magazine. Is McScat's suggestion. All right, here's something. Furniture, tools, home decor. Xmas along with Christmas trees. Not Xmas trees. Got to change my phone number because I'm on the other side of the country now. Oh, there's a good one from Danielle. Ask if you can drop your kids off for 3 or 4 hours while you run some errands. I'll try to get to that one. Oh, look, a barn sale. Got lots of barrels. Lots of crates. Couple lawn chairs. No, I'm not going to call. Well, wait, hold on. Should I call a barn sale? I don't know. Got a wooden toolbox. It's like everything in the sale is made of wood. It's nothing but wood. I'm going to try that idea again, Danielle. And Satan's onion ring. I want to try both of those.
Hello?
Hey, I'm calling about your barn sale.
Yes.
I was there earlier, and I was in your bathroom inside the house, and I left my Kenny Loggins CD in there.
Not at my house, you weren't.
Oh, no, I just kind of, like, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I just kind of snuck in because I really had to go.
You snuck into my house?
Yeah. Yeah, just to use the bathroom. It's not a big deal. I didn't steal anything. I just needed to use the bathroom. Because I was there. Yeah. What?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I really did. He thought about it. He decided I'm full of shit. Damn it.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your sale, your garage sale.
Yep.
And I was there earlier looking at the clothes and stuff.
Okay.
Oh, and I was in your bathroom. I just went in for a second. I had to use the bathroom, and I left my Kenny Loggins cassette tape in there. Did anyone...
In the bathroom that's in the garage?
No, in the house.
Oh, is my... You were talking to my husband?
No. What, just a minute ago? No.
Did my husband let you in the house?
Oh, no, I snuck in. I'm sorry. I feel kind of ridiculous even admitting this. I'm sorry. I just snuck in because I had to use the bathroom. I didn't think you guys would let me use it.
I'm really confused because my husband's home and my bathroom's on my second floor.
I know. I went up there and I used the bathroom. It was just number one. You know, I just had to use...
Without telling my husband?
Yeah, well, without telling...
That you were in my house?
Without telling anyone. I just kind of went in and went upstairs and used the bathroom real quick and slipped back down. No, not a problem, but I left my Kenny Loggins CD in the bathroom. Is there any way you can check and see if it's up there?
For you going into my house without me knowing.
You, it's a garage sale. You're letting people in your house. I was in the garage.
No, I'm letting people in my garage, not in my home, where I have my 2-year-old daughter. Thank you.
You didn't specify. Okay. Crud. What about my Kitty Loggins CD? What do I do about that? Tim Riggie says, I found the cassette. Don't worry. I think I'm giving up on your idea, Satan's onion ring. Maybe I'll try it some other time. Everything is free at this garage sale. And there's no pictures. Lots of items. Everything's free. What the fuck is this? Sounds like a scam.
Hello?
Hey there. I'm calling about your garage sale.
Yes.
I'm having a garage sale too on Gulfstown Road.
Oh, uh-huh.
And like, what's up with you making everything free?
Well, we've had it out yesterday and today, and this was stuff that was donated for a food pantry that we run.
Mm-hmm.
So we raised money for it, and then we were planning on closing at 11 o'clock, which that's what we advertised. And we have a lot of stuff that we don't need that we just want to get rid of.
Yeah, but that's bullshit, because I'm having a garage sale, and you're undercutting my prices by making everything free.
Like, well, that's all gone anyway. It's already gone.
Yeah, but
we had a guy come with a truck. We had one guy come that took the whole thing, gave us a donation.
Yeah, but you're ruining the economy. Like, you're saying it's free, and then people don't want to come to my garage sale because they think yours is free, and it's false advertising.
Well, that's what's nice about America.
It's false advertising. Like, I know, but that doesn't make... You don't have to be an asshole.
Oh, just maybe you are, but I'm not. Have a good day, buddy.
You're being an asshole. Still seems sketchy that everything's free. So many yard sales, but they don't have phone numbers. Okay, here's the phone number. I found one. It's a driveway sale. Apparently, they're selling their car. Lots of tools. Kitchen stuff. Stools. A big wheel type thing. Some rims. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your yard sale thing you're having today.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Is it still going on?
No, we just started packing up. Is there something in particular you're looking for?
I had a plan, but if you're, I don't know, like you're, why are you leaving so early? It's not even noon. I mean, it's just afternoon. Well, whatever. You know, I slept in. You can't keep it open for a little bit longer?
Well, we already got everything in boxes. Why?
Can I dig through the boxes?
Yeah, of course.
Because I didn't get...
It's not an issue. All of it's going to go right into the basement, so it's not going to be unaccessible.
Okay. Can you break 100?
Possibly.
Okay. Like, even if I don't buy anything?
Depends on how much you're buying, so...
Well, no, I was thinking I probably wouldn't buy anything, but can you just break 100?
Not if you're not going to buy anything. I can't just randomly break 100.
What's the minimum I have to buy for you to break 100?
I don't know. I'm really confused as to what you need.
Well, that's the main question. I want to find out if he can break 100.
Like I said, it depends on how much you. It depends on what you get. I'm not going to break 100 for $10.
How long? Oh, that's a lot of money to expect me to spend at a yard sale.
What, $10?
Yeah.
Well, $100 is a lot for someone to expect me to break at a yard sale.
Okay, well, you don't have to be a bitch about it.
You're being a bitch about it. Don't start with me. You called me, remember
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Have you lived there for more than 20 years?
No. Why is this your business?
Well, because I went to a garage sale at that address, your address, 20 years ago, and the thing they sold me was a complete ripoff.
That was 20 years ago, and I'm like 30-something years old, so I did not buy a house when I was 12. Sorry.
Okay, well, are you sure? Because, I don't know, you sound kind of like
sure.
This...
Listen, I'm not going to have someone call me and harass me over a yard sale that happened 20 years ago at the same address when I didn't live even in the state.
Well, you sound like the same person, and you sound kind of guilty because you're getting all defensive about it.
Why don't you come here and tell me I'm guilty? I'll show you guilty.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're not going to sit here and harass me on my phone.
I'm not harassing you. I'm just saying.
You are harassing me about something that I had no control over 20 years ago when I never even lived in the state 20 years ago.
So
you're going to call people and start making assumptions, for one. Make sure your assumptions are correct. If you know anything about this address, then you know it went up for sale over 5 years ago. So you can go fuck yourself.
How would I know
with
that?
Your attitude.
How would I even know that? That doesn't make sense. Like, who did you buy the house from?
What is it that you want from me?
Who did you buy the house from? What was their name?
None of your business.
Well, you're the one that brought it up and told me you bought the house.
So I want to know what he wants.
Tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up. Don't tell my husband to shut the fuck up. He'll come. Listen, let's not do this.
He sounds like a lady. Like, put him on the phone.
No, I'm not putting anyone on the phone. You want me to call the police? I can put them on the phone.
No, I don't want you to call the police. I want you to put your husband on
the
phone.
Well, then stop harassing me.
I'm not harassing you. I was just asking you a simple question.
And I'm just answering your simple question. I haven't lived here that long.
Okay, well...
I just moved here from another state.
I want to check out your story with your husband, because I'm not sure I believe you.
What? What'd you say? I couldn't hear the last part.
Just put your husband on, please.
No.
I
want to know what you want.
I need to talk to someone who's not on their period.
I need you to go fuck yourself, because I'm not on my period, for one. And for two, even if I was, it's none of your fucking business. This is my house, my property, my stuff, and I don't care what you want at this point, okay? Report your phone number if you call me again.
You sound like you're on your period, though.
You sound like a fucking dickhead, though.
She wins. Man, that one got intense. I think I can quit now, right? I mean, it's almost time for the XYZ show. I gotta quit soon. But no, I'm gonna do some more. Gotta try at least a few more. I can't just have that be the call. The only call that worked out. Everyone else has just been like, okay, whatever. Tim Riggy says she sounds like a real prize. Now, that was Tim Riggy's idea. I went to a yard sale at their house 20 years ago. I bought a record that was all scratched. Now I want my money back.
Greetings, listener! I'm Mr. Biggs, and you've tuned in to the Snowplow Show on the Phone Losers of America Radio Network. Playing the best pranks of the 80s, 90s, and today.
I need to do some, I think I'm going to find something closer to the West Coast on the next one I look for. Because everyone's packing up their yard sales over on the East Coast.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your yard sale.
Yeah.
Is that still happening?
Yeah.
Okay, and is it pretty busy there? Are there a lot of people?
It's been, like, off and on.
Okay. Like, how many people have you had, like, all at once? Like, have you had, like, 10 people?
I'm not sure. I didn't really count, but why? That's a weird question.
Well, me and my friend, we're going to be driving by here pretty soon. We've got one of those. We've got a truck, and we've got one of those train engine air horns hooked up in it. You know, like really, really loud, like incredibly loud air horns, the ones that can like literally burst your eardrums if you have your ear next to it.
Okay.
And we're filming for a YouTube prank video We run a YouTube channel, and we want to drive by.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to like honk the horn right in front of your garage sale and make everyone jump at the same time. It'll be funny.
I don't know if there'll be a lot of people there by the time you go.
Oh, I think we're going to give it a try. We'll be the ones in the blue pickup truck, the oversized blue pickup truck.
Okay.
And it's going to, like, you'll hear it when we set it off. It's going to be incredibly loud. Hopefully we'll get a lot of good reactions from it for our YouTube channel.
Okay.
Have you ever had a jet pass by your window? You like a military jet?
No.
Oh, well, it's louder than that. This is even bigger than one of those horns on a train.
It's not going to shatter my windows, is it?
I don't know. It's never happened before, but we wouldn't rule anything out. We try not to point it directly at windows. Because it literally creates like a sonic boom, like a radius, like a blast radius. It's an incredibly loud air horn.
I don't know if it's a good idea then.
Yeah, well, it's just a prank.
It's
just a prank. It's all in good fun.
Do you normally do this?
Yeah, we have a channel. It's Air Horn Pranks. YouTube.com/AirHornPranks.
And what's your name?
My name is Kevin.
Kevin?
Yep. But it's all in good fun. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, can you break 100?
Nope.
Why not?
Because
why?
I can't break 100. Do you have any more questions?
Can you break?
I have to go.
Can you break a 20?
Yeah, I could break a 20.
All right, like four fives?
Sure.
All right, I'm not going to buy anything, but I'm probably going to stop and just,
prank. If my customers leave because of you, you're going to have to buy something. That's the deal.
I don't think so. Sounds like you're not doing very good business if you can't even break 100, though.
I just don't accept hundreds because I don't have a marker to test it to make sure it's real.
Oh, yeah, that's why I want to do it.
Yeah.
Yard sales never have those, I've noticed.
Yeah, I don't work at a bank.
Yep.
Well, I have to warn you, my cousin is there, too, and he's kind of violent, so just be careful.
Oh, man, those are the best people to do this air horn thing, too. Because he thinks he's
really?
He thinks he's all tough. He'll start walking toward us. And, like, shouting things after we scare the crap out of him. And then, like, when he gets close enough, we'll just take off. Like cowards.
All right, well, can you go after 2:30? Because I want to be there to see it.
Yeah. We'll see. No promises. I
gotta
go.
I had to step out, so I'm not even there right now.
Shut up. All right, so we'll be there soon. We'll be there soon.
Okay.
All right, hang up the phone.
Strange.
She called me strange. All right. She was no fun at all. I hate that lady. What's her problem? That was another Tim Riggy idea. It was sort of a Tim Riggy idea. He wanted me to do it more like a threat. Like, shut down your garage sale or else this is what I'm going to do.
Hey, this is Sue. I can't take your call.
Come on, Sue.
Well...
Hey, Sue?
Yes?
I was calling about your moving sale. Is that still happening?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much longer?
Just a few days. I got rid of a lot of stuff already. I just got, some miscellaneous stuff. I have a brand new air conditioner in my window that's in there. It's brand new. I only just got it last week, and I don't care for it. I'm sick. So my doctor really, I can't have it. Let's see what else I got. I just, a recliner, women's coat, shoes, blankets,
How long are you going to be doing it today, though? Like, how much longer?
Anytime.
I mean, like, there's not, like, a time limit? Like, do you have stuff out in the yard?
No, I don't have it. Where I have my stuff is in my shed. I have everything in the shed, and then you just come to the house, take a look.
Okay. Well, I have two kids with me. One's five and one's seven.
Okay.
A boy and a girl.
Okay.
And I'm just going to drop them off. Like,
an
hour or tops. Like, is there enough?
So tell me which part are you interested in. I mean, a lot of it's just junk, you know, like I said, some irons and women's coats, blankets.
Well, I'm just going to give them like a dollar each.
Okay. Well, you just come take a look and I'll be here, okay?
I'm not even getting out of the car. I'm just going to drop the kids off and I'll be gone for an hour, maybe two. Like, is there enough there to keep them busy for 2 hours, like for them to look at?
Oh, no, no.
Well, they're going to be bored then.
No, it's not like that. No.
Can you make them lunch?
Can I make them lunch?
Yeah.
No, sir, I wouldn't take your children to somebody you don't even know.
Well, I was hoping there'd be a yard sale. Like, I thought there was a yard sale where they could just walk around and look at old junk.
No, it's just stuff you come take a look. No.
Can they, like, how big is your shed?
it's not that big, but I won't watch your children, no.
No, they're going to get rowdy. Like, they get rowdy when they're bored.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just, you know, like, you said there's supposed to be a sale of some sort. I just want to drop my kids off so I can go hang out for a bit.
Okay, sir, I can't do that. No, thank you.
It's my weekend, and they're driving me crazy, and I got to do something with them.
That's not my problem. Thank you. I'm
trying to spend time with them, you know? The answer is no, Danielle. Sorry.
Hello?
Hey there. This is Roy from True Green. Is this Evan?
I'm sorry. I think you might have the wrong number.
Oh, did I reach Evan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. I need to let you know we accidentally sprayed your lawn just a couple days ago. We were supposed to do the neighbors, but we accidentally sprayed your lawn.
Oh, okay.
So you just need to make sure that you don't use your yard for anything, like for the next couple days. It's very potent stuff.
Okay. What's the address that you sprayed?
15070 South.
Okay. That's kind of a weird timing. We're actually having a yard sale, and so we've had stuff on the lawn for the past day.
You've what? What was that last part?
Just some stuff we've had on the lawn today and yesterday.
Oh, you want to get that stuff off the lawn. Did you look at it? Did you look at, like, what it looks like on the bottom of it? The stuff's very potent.
No, we haven't.
You definitely don't want to let people walk on the yard.
Oh, okay. What was sprayed on it?
I can't. I really just don't want to say. I'm too embarrassed.
Oh.
but I'm completely serious. Like, anything that's on that lawn... Like, is your entire yard sale in the yard?
Not all of it, but there is a good amount of stuff.
Where's the most of it at? Like, is it in the garage or on the driveway? Or?
Yeah, most of it's on the driveway. There is stuff on the lawn just right in front of our porch.
We sprayed the driveway, too.
Okay.
Can you hose everything down real quick?
Yeah, possibly.
Can you do it while...
I'm not sure. Would it be okay if I called you back in a minute?
I guess. Can you do it while I'm on the phone, though? Can you get the hose out and just start squirting?
Yeah, just one moment.
Okay. Sir? This is Brown Magic's idea. He sprayed their yard yesterday. Everybody needs to stay off for 3 to 5 business days. Why is it completely silent? Did he hit the mute button? Are you listening to me, Evan? Don't make me report your garage sale ad. Tim Riggy says I should have him throw the TV out the window. This is really boring, but I want to know if he's doing it. I want to find out exactly what he sprayed. Wolfatin says he can make it less dangerous by throwing baking soda all over his yard. McScat says human urine will neutralize it. That sounds right. When I said hose, I meant your wiener. You need to pee all over everything. No, XYZ doesn't start for another 32 minutes, you guys. 32 minutes. I'm going to get off the air. It's going to be XYZ showtime. Because he always starts at 11:15. I think I'm going to have to hang up on this one. But I don't want to. I want to hear, like, is he really doing this? He wanted to call me back. Sorry, XYZ. I'm just kidding, everyone. There's no after show today. Ah, oh, that's a good one, Tim Ricky. My band is coming to play at their yard sale for free. What a bargain.
Hello?
Ah, geez, that was loud. Hello.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay.
So you said it's like very potent poison on the grass.
Well,
and stuff?
I never said poison. It sounds like you're making assumptions.
Okay, well.
Did you...
You were too afraid to say what it is?
Well, not afraid, exactly. Like, did you spray it down with... Did you spray it down at all?
No.
Why not?
Well, we've already had, like, our dogs and little kids on it and stuff.
Yeah, nobody's gonna die. Tell her to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Like, is that what she said? People are gonna die? Like, she's putting words in my mouth. I never said anything like that.
Okay, so why are we spraying it down?
Well, you said you're not even spraying it down. You need to hurry up and start doing that. Like, how long's the yard?
Oh yeah.
How long's the yard sale been going on?
2 days.
Yeah, get the hose out.
Okay, so but why are we spraying it down if it's not dangerous or anything?
Because like, did you look on the bottom of any of the items that you have sitting in the grass?
Yeah, they're all fine.
Yeah, it looks fine.
Uh-huh.
So that means it's probably fine, yeah.
Yeah, I would assume so.
How long is the garage sale going to go on today?
Oh, all day.
Like, what time is all day? Like, 5 p.m.?
Probably till dark.
Till dark, okay. You do anything after the garage sale?
No, but leaving the stuff out so people can just come take it.
Well, can you just take it off of the lawn?
Well, I mean, we're probably just going to leave it on the lawn because that's easier.
Yeah. Can you get the hose out and maybe spray the sass off of that mouthy wife of yours?
No.
Why not? Are you afraid to?
No, I just...
You're just not going to. It's your own decision. You just don't want to do it because you don't want to do it. I get
well,
it.
No, I don't. I don't want to do it on air.
On air? What does on air mean?
Are you not on air right now?
What are you talking about?
You're not on XYZ.
What?
Yeah, I'm thinking you are.
What are you talking about? XYZ. What's XYZ mean? I don't understand this.
Oh, I have no idea. I've never heard of it, but I'm assuming it's some radio show or something.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah, well, thanks for the, shout-out publicity. Hopefully some people will come take some shit.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, no problem. I love you.
You too.
Bye. Oh, man, like, for a second there. Yeah, I just got... hold on, everyone. I need to do this to myself.
Hey, lame-o! You just got full-on butt-slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show on 100.9 The Gerbil. Don't let it get you down. Slamming is what we do best. To hear your call and to hear yourself get...
All right, that's enough of that. Yeah, I guess he was listening the whole time. He just put me on mute. He was sitting there listening. But for a second there, I'm like, what the hell? Did like, you guys figure out what area I'm calling and set up your own yard sale ad? And I just called a listener. I was really impressed there for a second. But no, he was just listening to me. I was very perplexed there for a second. Fucking XYZ, still doing pranks. on me. So now that guy is going to look up the XYZ prank call show. So you're going to get a new listener, XYZ. You're welcome for that.
Hello.
Hello. I was calling about your yard sale.
Yes.
How long is that going to be going on today?
We close at 5.
5? Okay, perfect. My son's going to come over, and he's going to set up a lemonade stand in your yard and sell lemonade.
He is?
Yes. He's got he's got like a table and, you know, just lemonade stuff, glasses and a shoebox and a calculator, and he's just going to sell lemonade in your, like, do you have a little spot of the front yard, maybe up by the front sidewalk?
I'd have to talk to my wife and see.
Oh no, you don't have to get your wife's permission. It's cool.
Because I don't know, you know,
how to make decisions for yourself.
I won't be here, so.
Oh, yeah, but so. No, I'm not asking. I'm just saying it's just, you know, just a tiny, tiny little corner of the yard. You've got that available, right?
Well, we're pretty much filled up right now.
Oh, but there's a sidewalk. He could just go on the sidewalk.
I don't know. I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he could just set up in the neighbor's yard. Like, is it in the driveway mostly?
We've got driveway and sidewalk.
Okay. Oh, you're on the sidewalk already?
No. Well, we've got some of our stuff over there on right at the sidewalk, but, I mean, you know.
We could bring scaffolding and set up a second level.
If he wants to come over, I guess, and set up on the sidewalk, I guess.
Okay, even without asking your wife's permission?
I don't see a problem with it, but...
Okay.
So.
Yeah, he's going to sell lemonade, and he's also going to sell knickknacks. Like, he's going to have he's going to have a long table, and he's going to sell, like, dishware, household items, china.
A guy wants to bring his son over to set up, because I'm not going to be here, to set up a lemonade stand. No, my wife is saying no.
Oh no, I'm she's got to let him because he's in a wheelchair. What does she hate, wheelchair kids?
No, no, it's not that.
And he's really cute.
It'll
be good for business. Can you ask her if she hates wheelchair kids?
I mean, he's a wheelchair kid.
Well, don't say it like that, like it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
He's like a normal kid, just like any other kid.
Well, no, I'm sorry.
What do you
mean?
She doesn't
feel comfortable because I'm leaving. So
yeah, no, I'm not even going to be there. It's just going to be him and his wheelchair and his table full of knickknacks.
Yeah,
and lemonade.
My wife says no. So
We're going to set up in the neighbor's yard next door, right next to your driveway.
Okay.
Like just right in the corner, and probably like one of the legs of the table is going to touch the driveway, probably.
Okay.
But he's just going to sell knickknacks and stuff on his table and lemonade.
Okay. All right. Well.
And you know what?
All right, then.
You know what? We weren't really asking your wife anyway. Like, if we want opinions on sandwich assembly, we'll ask your wife.
No, look, don't be disrespectful.
Well, you were being disrespectful. You were calling my son a wheelchair kid.
Yes. Yeah. Say what?
You were calling my son a wheelchair kid.
Well, that's what you just said.
I said.
All right, I gotta go. If this guy,
I was getting ready to hit the dial tone thing. I thought he was gonna dial something. He's about to give his wife some instructions. If this guy, what? What was the rest of it? Man, what a rude couple! Won't even let some kid in a wheelchair sell lemonade. That was Tim Riggy's idea. He wanted me to say that they're going to need to help carry him into the kitchen to make lemonade, which sounds great. And then I could have said, you know, when they said no, like, well, would you help, you know, would you let a kid that could walk come in your kitchen and make lemonade? Probably. You guys are being kind of jerks. I should have said my son's a veteran. You're discriminating against wheelchair kids and veterans. That's right, molecular heckler.
Hello, you've reached Captain Jack.
This whole idea, this whole yard sale thing is all because of G-Ad. G-Ad and his wacky ideas.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your yard sale.
Oh, yeah, we're still out here today.
Okay, great. Do you have, like, a spare corner of your yard or driveway or whatever? I'm going to come and set up a table.
You're going to come set up a table?
Yeah, just one table. I've got just a bunch of stuff to get rid of.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm one of your neighbors. I live over on 18th Avenue.
Oh, did you?
Just off of C Street. What?
I mean, yeah. If you want to come set up some stuff, I guess that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna how big of a corner of the yard can I have? Like, can I bring two tables and like a bunch of stuff?
I don't really mind whatever you want to set up. Are you gonna like come back and get it or?
Oh no! I'm gonna sit there and I'm gonna take money.
And we're not really gonna be out here for that much longer. So.
Oh cool. Well, you know, maybe I'll just keep mine going after you leave. But just so you know, it's not my fault if somebody like picks up something from your yard sale and comes over and gives me money for it. That's not my fault because. I can't keep track of everything.
I think you should probably just have it like in your own driveway at this point, because like I said, we're not going to be out here very much longer, so.
Well, I get less traffic on my street because, you know, like, my street's nicer. Like, I'm on the dead end, 18th Avenue.
So yeah, ours is also a dead end, but yeah, like I said, we're probably not going to be out here for that much longer, so.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I could just come over, like, right now and set up a table or two. And just sell some things.
Yeah, but we're not gonna be here. I don't really feel comfortable with somebody else like being in our driveway when we're not here. After we take all our stuff like to Goodwill, so
I could just set up on the sidewalk out front though, so I'm not like not touching your yard.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but like the answer is no.
Well, if it's a public sidewalk though.
So you can set it up on your own public. I mean, there's not a sidewalk in front of our house.
Well, I mean the side of the street, you know, the part that when you go on a walk, you're like walking right next to it.
I think if you want to do that, then you should do it at your own house.
Well, I'd rather do it where, like, because you've already established an ad and on Craigslist and have people coming by and, like, you're not even staying there, like, that late. You said you're having a sale today and you're already shutting it down? What the hell?
I'm going to go now. Please don't call me again, okay?
Well, I'm just going to show up, though. Stingy yard sale lady wants to keep everything to herself. I think in exactly 5 minutes, this show is over. In exactly 5 minutes, I've done 2 hours of this nonsense. I got some editing to do. I'm going to edit this down to about 30 minutes, so it's listenable.
Hello?
Hi, Tamara?
Yes, hi.
It's Carol. I was at your yard sale earlier.
Uh-huh.
And I went in your house, and I used your bathroom.
Okay.
Like, when you weren't looking, I just kind of went in there, and I used the bathroom real quick. Because I really had to go. I'm sorry I did that.
Okay.
And I couldn't get it to flush, and I just wanted to apologize.
When was this?
Not too long ago. I came to the yard sale. I bought the plate. You remember me? I bought the plate.
The dishes?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Carol.
The whole set of dishes?
Yeah, but I went in and I just used the bathroom. I really needed to use the bathroom. But, like, when I tried to flush, it's like the chain fell off. So the flusher just moves back and forth, and it won't flush.
Okay.
I don't think I broke it. I think it was already broken.
Was that today or was that yesterday?
That was today. Can you go check on it? Can you go check on the flusher and just make sure I don't want to... I just hope I didn't break it.
Are you sure you're talking to the right person?
Yeah, on Sherman Road. I only went to 2 yard sales today, the one on 17th and the one on Sherman. It was definitely yours.
Were all the kids that were outside?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a big deal. I just went in and used your bathroom real quick. I should have asked. I'm sorry, I should have asked.
Did I have a whole bunch of kids here?
I don't know why.
Because I'm just wondering. I have all my boys here and everything.
Yeah, I guess.
So that's why I was asking. Were there little kids playing on the dirt?
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was weird. Like, why don't you buy them some toys and they won't have to play with dirt? Like, who lets their kid play with dirt?
I'm confused.
About what?
Because I've only helped 3 people today. One person came and got the swing.
Yeah. What about the dish?
And that's
the dishes.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
I only sold dishes yesterday.
I black out a lot. But like, have you used the toilet since then, is what I'm saying. Because, like, I jiggle the handle and it moves freely. It's like it's not hooked up to anything anymore. But really, why would kids be playing in the dirt in 2018? Don't they have the internet?
I have no idea who you're talking to what you're talking about, because yesterday I only sold one set of dishes, and that was blue. They were blue.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're getting hung up on like, what day it was, and it doesn't... I'm just saying, I used your bathroom. That's all.
Well, I would have known if you used my bathroom, because I was outside the whole day yesterday.
Yeah, but like, there were people out there and I just kind of slipped inside real quick and used the bathroom and made a sandwich, and then I just came back out. It's not a big deal.
Okay, thank you, but you don't usually... most people usually ask to use the restroom.
I was embarrassed, because then you would know that I was peeing, and that's embarrassing.
You're funny.
What do you mean I'm funny?
Because I don't know who you are.
It's Carol. I was at your sale.
I don't know any Carol at my sale. Thank you.
Well, it's not like I said my name. I was just there buying shit. Okay.
Molecular heckler, when they say I used a tampon under the sink and I put a dollar in its place. I could have had her go check for the dollar. What the hell? Are kids are playing in the dirt? It's child abuse. Get those kids a damn DS. Anyway, yeah, it's time to quit this show. I've been doing this for 2 hours and 2 minutes and 23 seconds. That's plenty of time for this. Thanks for all the ideas, everyone. Those were fun, like Tim Riggy and Dragomir, Wolfaton, McScat, Schmanky, Satan's Onion Ring, Danielle. Oh, I didn't use Not Alfonso's idea. Sorry, Not Alfonso. Brown Magic. Yeah, thanks, everyone. That was a lot of fun. Got to do this next week. Before the summer's over, gotta do garage sales every week. I forgot last week, or I didn't forget, I just had shit to do. Time for the XYZ show, everyone. Mixlr.com/XYZQWA, or just go to XYZshow.xyz. I'm sure he'll be playing it on there.
Hey, Brad, it's Copper Dan.
Hey.
I'm calling in regards to your about to be famous 500 episode. You're looking for some good skits. My favorite is the cruise where the girl had to dig coal.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Up. I remember that.
It was a good one.
Episodes.
You're submitting this to the wrong place.
So if you can play that, I know that would get a lot of traction.
Okay.
All right.
Good
day, Brad.
But no, not doing it. And the reason I'm not playing that one is because it's really long. Isn't it 15 minutes long? I don't want to make this a long show. I want to make it like an hour-long show. So it's not too much for a new person to digest. So we got to do short pranks. But on a future compilation show, which I'm planning to make more of them with all the suggestions that have come in, I definitely want to include that one on there.
Hello, Mr. Brad Dabalina Machine. Hey. Threat TV 96 Machine.
Hey, Threat TV.
Also known as Tyler Machine. Hey.
Okay.
I was pulled over listening to your government spending show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's kind of crazy. Kind of not cool of you.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Did you get a ticket because
you
heard it?
Thank you for getting me pulled over, and I'll be sending a letter in the mail. Hopefully it doesn't turn out to be crazy. So, anyways.
I hope not.
Thought you would like to hear that. And
yeah,
goodbye.
Sure
love the show.
Did.
And keep it up. Thank
All right.
you. Bye.
I will. Bye. I hope the cop heard me making fun of the government. Gave him a ticket.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
The earth is flat. XYZ is gone.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
I don't know. Find
Cactus.
Something else to listen to.
Cactus?
Listen to his archives. That's a great idea. XYZshow.xyz, that still exists. Listen to his shows before they disappear.
Hey, Brad, this is Ohio Guy calling, and I just wanted to say,
Ooh.
I just am listening to episode 490, and usually when I listen to episodes, I kind of skip through the voicemails. I'm sure a lot of people do that, but
Probably.
I will listen to every segment of the voicemails if you continue to do like you did with Nancy and confuse somebody, call them, and play them the voicemails. That was amazing. Great idea. And I love what you're doing, too, like calling random people into the intros of the show. Having them talk while you're on there when you're talking about the sponsors, all that stuff just makes all that just regular kind of can become like a regular thing. It makes it more interesting. It keeps it captivating. So, anyways, good job. Bye.
It sure does. But I don't feel like doing it today. It makes extra work for me, extra editing. Got to make a bunch of phone calls until it works out and they don't just hang up on me. But I do agree. That was fun. I want to do that again.
Hi, Brad. This is Bob Vance.
Hey, Bob Vance.
And decided to call in.
Vance Refrigeration.
Since I noticed that you are letting prank requests on the voicemail now.
No,
which is pretty
no.
Cool.
I am not.
I thought I would recommend
Please
that you call people.
Stop it.
And say that you are a private investigator.
I don't want to.
This
is not the place for prank requests. The place to submit your ideas for prank calls would be on the Discord in the new prank call factory room thing. That's a good place to do stuff like this.
That they're totally faithful and that you offered this free service in hopes that you...
Oh, that's a funny idea. Call as a private investigator and say that their spouse is not cheating. They're totally faithful.
Could get more work from them in the future. Okay, bye, Brad.
But if they ever are cheating, give me a call. Dabalina Investigations. I hate to encourage people to leave ideas, but
hey, Brad,
I like
it's
that
Nico.
One.
I was
hey,
calling today because I finally got the point of the lunk alarms. I have never, ever, ever thought those were funny before. I just figured, okay, whatever, they like to get somebody to do something.
Come on.
But I think I got it now. You publicly, like, as a group... but I say you, publicly shame a company for publicly shaming guys who are fit.
Yeah,
so
it's irony.
It's hilarious just that they couldn't come up with a better business model, first of all. And second of all, that thanks to all of you guys, they have better security.
They sure do.
And
it's hard to get that to happen now, I've noticed. I mean, I've only tried it a few times. I think on Matt's show, I've tried it a couple times and didn't work out too good.
They're not maybe a little less able or likely to use the lunk alarm when somebody's just being a jerk. Anyways, that's all I got to say for today. Hope you're having a good day, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
It's an okay day. I got laundry done. But I just think it's funny to make them set off an air raid siren in their business. Like, really, I think it's the same thrill that PrankNet used to get when they would get fire alarms set off in hotels and sprinklers, and there's pandemonium everywhere because alarms are going off. This is like a way to set off alarms, but it's not a bad thing. You're not doing anything bad because it's a stupid fucking alarm meant to humiliate people. And you're right, it is kind of fun to turn it around on them and make it humiliate them instead. But really, I just think it's funny to make a loud noise happen remotely. Thank you, Carlito, for coming up with that idea years ago. We've gotten a lot of mileage out of that one.
Brad, hey.
Hey.
I did some research on you, man.
Uh-oh.
You have quite a story to tell.
What?
There's so many things that I found out about you.
Uh-oh.
That...
I don't like where this is going.
I never would have known.
Luckily, this voicemail is over 2 minutes long, and it's very unlikely we'll reach the end of it. Because if this guy listened to instructions, he would know that voicemails are supposed to be more like 30 seconds, not 2 minutes.
Had I not Googled the name Brad Carter, which, by the way, is a very popular name, there's a person named after...
So when you say you did research on me, you mean you typed my name into Google and clicked on the links. That's some good detective work. You're like Richard Cardo.
He showed up before yours, sorry to say it. Anyways, dude... there's so many funny things that could be said about you. What should I say?
There's an artist and a musician.
You were in court.
Named Brad Carter. There's an artist, a musician, an actor, and a prank caller. All named Brad Carter. That's kind of weird, because it doesn't seem like it'd be that common of a name.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
You never talk about that.
What, that I was arrested anyway, 2 years ago?
Please tell the story. The judge... said to you,
oh great,
you know what happens to people like you,
here we go,
inside federal prison.
I want to know what he was insinuating, as in people like me.
That's the best I could say about you.
Yeah. I stammered a bit on that, I have to admit. Like, how do you respond to that, really?
You just gave him a nod. All right, man, thanks for everything you do.
Sure, anytime.
Everything you do is so all right. Hilarious.
1 minute and 15 seconds.
Especially when you start off phone calls.
Thanks for the voicemail. Oh, wow, and here's another one from him, 44 seconds long. But we just won't play that one. Sorry to be so hard on you, but, you know, you'll never learn. And I don't talk about the whole thing from 2 years ago because it's kind of over with. I mean, I still talk about it, don't I? I still talk about all the debt I have, trying to make you feel sorry for me and sign up for the Patreon. $19,000 of restitution I gotta pay back everyone. I still have over $2,000 to pay to my attorney. That last day in court turned out to be super expensive. I forget what the breakdown of the charges were, but I bet you one of them was like, you know, you not going to jail. That'll be $3,000, please. And I did talk about that recently. I talked about how David King had a video on YouTube about the whole thing where he read the entire court transcript or the newspaper article or something like that. And then he played clips from the show that got me in trouble. And I think I mentioned here, let me check the hobosode number. I think it was 51. Yep, 51. Hobosode 51. It's called Simulated Reality. And I think that's a pretty good breakdown of the entire story about me getting arrested for prank calls and having to go to court and all that stuff. Go listen to Hobosode number 51 at patreon.com/phonelosers. I will happily answer any questions you have for me about the whole incident if you guys want to ask in the voicemails. But it's over. I'm just trying to stay out of trouble, pay my fines. They had me in a drug and alcohol counseling class, you guys, and I guess I can talk about that because last week I graduated from this drug and alcohol counseling class. I was in two separate classes. One was called MRT. The other one was just a general drug and alcohol counseling class. Do I really want to get into that right now? I don't know if I do. I just want to play the rest of the voicemails and edit this and get it up tonight. But one of the things in my court documents or my sentencing or whatever you call it is that I'm not allowed to use illegal drugs. And marijuana is an illegal drug because it's a federal case, so it's illegal. Not a big deal. I smoked in 2017. I was smoking quite a bit with What's-Her-Face. But as soon as all of that started, I stopped smoking. Haven't had any since because that would be illegal. I don't want to go to jail. Or not illegal, but you know what I mean. I don't want any trouble. So because of that, I was required to dial this phone number every single day. I still have to call it every single day for over 6 months now. I have to call this phone number every day. Tells me if I have to go into this drug testing place to do a P-test so they can check and make sure that I'm not using a bunch of illegal drugs. Other than marijuana, you guys, I've never been into drugs. Like, I've never even really tried any drugs. I don't think I've ever had any narcotics. Ever, not even for legit purposes. Just not my thing, you know? I really don't even drink that much. I know you guys think I'm pounding Four Locos all day, every day, but really it's more like a beer or two every week. Except for the past 6 months, because I've been in a drug and alcohol counseling program. Not allowed to do any of that anymore. I can't even take NyQuil when I'm sick, because I might enjoy that. So this phone number, I have to call it every single day, and one day I forgot to call it, and it was on a day that I had one of those P-tests. It was very early on this whole phone number calling thing that I had to do. And I wasn't used to it yet. Occasionally I would forget a day. If I didn't have a P-test that day, it's fine. Not a big deal. But if I happen to have a pee test on that day, then guess what? Suddenly I am considered an alcoholic, a drug user. It's the same as having a dirty pee test. And that means I spend 6 months in drug and alcohol counseling classes. 2 hours a week. For a while it was 4 hours a week because I was in two separate classes at the same time. But last week I finally graduated. I am no longer an alcoholic or a drug addict. They have completely cured me of my alcoholism and my drug addiction, those problems that have been plaguing me for years. I am now friends with a lot of alcoholics and drug addicts. Thanks to this program, my circle of friends now includes a bunch of people in my local area who are criminals, who have been in prison, who've used every drug imaginable. I see them out in public all the time. I say hi to them. I'm not complaining. They're interesting people. I like these people that I've met. But I now have a criminal circle of local friends, which I didn't have before. So thanks for that, I guess, legal system. All because I was absent-minded one day and I forgot to call your toll-free number. You tied up these important counseling services for people that really needed them and put me in there instead. See what you caused when you said I don't talk about my legal stuff often enough? Anyway, now I'm allowed to drink again. That's kind of nice. I can have my occasional beer with dinner like I used to. Back in the days when I was allowed to drink like a responsible adult.
Hey, Brad. Episode 492.
Hey.
Hotel guest. Those are old fucking calls. Old calls you tried to make new again.
Yeah.
You robbed us of a show.
I did.
Do episode 492 again. Do it again, Brad.
What are you talking about? 492? This is episode 492. Those old hotel calls, that was a bonus. That was the Mr. Dabalina's show. I'm sorry I've confused you.
Hey, Brad, it's Redbeard.
Hey, Redbeard.
Father of Gary Busey. Long time, no call.
Yep.
I was just listening, and I thought on the True Green calls, you could make it funny as hell if you would tell them, like, you know, how Carol accidentally had the happy anniversary poison in somebody's lawn. The way to make somebody believe that would be to follow it up with, well, they were doing that as a prank on their spouse because they're having us resod their whole lawn anyway. So now we're going to go ahead and poison the correct lawn and resod the correct lawn. And then the prank E is just stuck with the message in their lawn and no new sod. That's how you could spell it. Tell them that the guy was going to have the message done as a joke. And then they were getting their lawn resodded anyway.
Yeah.
But they're just screwed and their lawn has a stupid message to somebody open. Anyways, that's just an idea to kind of hammer that.
Okay, thanks,
that
Redbeard.
One prank home.
I'll do whatever you said. Not sure I completely understood it. Did you say that I should poison everyone else's lawn on the same street so it would be fair? I think that's what you were saying.
Hey, Brad. It's Timothy Mark from Australia. I'm currently at San Francisco Airport, about to fly home after my first ever visit
to
the United States. Anyway,
yay.
All I care about is the Albany Carousel. It's all I've been thinking about for years. I want to know if it's rejuvenated the town. I want to know if you guys are back on your
feet. Like to think that it has... But I think that happened without the carousel being there.
After the carousel brought in all the tourists and everywhere from around the place. That's all I want to know. Anyway.
All right. Come on up. Visit the carousel. Are you really coming up here? If you do that, I'm sure you know there's a brick. But let me just tell the listeners in case they don't know this. In Albany, Oregon, there is a carousel. And around the carousel, there are a bunch of bricks in the ground. And one of those bricks says, Phone Losers of America, Cactus, Cactus. And everybody that visits Albany, Oregon should come and have their picture taken next to the brick. Lay down on the ground, take a selfie. I'm declaring that a rite of passage if you come into
Albany.
Hey,
Brad. It's Crimson. I'm going to try to keep this really short so you can play a little clip for me.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Go to You're in Mars on YouTube. Go to 23 minutes, 35 seconds in. You got to bring the Facebook mobs back, Brad. I mean, this is why.
Okay.
It's the Big Bad Boobs Dockside Grill phone call. Remember that, Brad?
I remember that.
23 minutes, 35 seconds.
Those were the days.
You're in Mars on YouTube. Bye-bye.
I don't want to do it, though. Why are you making me do this? All right, here we go.
I agree, George.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sam? Hi, is this the Boondock Big Bamboos Dockside Grill?
Maybe. Who's this?
Oh, did I reach the wrong number? I'm sorry. I was trying to reach the Big Bamboo's Dockside Grill emergency cell. Did they used to have
Maybe
this?
Maybe you have. Who is this?
Oh, I must have got the wrong number, because you're saying it's, like, not them or something. I'm calling from the Facebook
I did not say that. I did not say that. I said, who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Greg. I'm calling from Facebook corporate office. I understand you're having some problems on your Facebook
some
page?
Some serious problems. What the hell's going on with my Facebook right now?
Whoa, whoa.
I have people going...
It's not me.
I have people going all over me. What is going on?
What do you mean all over you? Like, what?
Then why are you calling me? All right, let's slow down.
Because someone,
why are you calling
someone me? Keeps reporting the page and saying that there's an issue with the page.
Major issue.
What's the issue? They're walking all on you? I don't understand.
Oh, they're saying slut. I mean, all of a sudden I have people coming out of the woodwork that have never even been to my restaurant. Don't even know. They're not friends with anyone on my Facebook account or my 1,500 and something followers.
Uh-huh.
And they're just blasting me.
My,
what's going on?
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, we've had this problem before. It looks like you don't have it set up. It looks like anyone can comment on your posts without liking it first.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem, it looks like. If you made it so people had to like the page first, then I think they wouldn't be...
I thought I did.
What's that?
I thought I did. I didn't.
Oh, you just now did that?
No. I said I thought I did earlier.
Oh, okay. Well, don't.
I just have a page. I have a page. I have my personal page.
Okay, well, you can drop the fucking goddamn attitude with me. I'm just trying to help. Like, I'm just in tech support. I'm just trying to help you.
So, wait a minute. Oh, slow down. So...
Oh, you're the one being an asshole to me. I'm just trying to help. And you're just, like, yelling at me and
so,
stuff.
So, in tech support, you're allowed to say to me, drop the fucking attitude. You're allowed to say that?
Why not? You don't pay us anything. We're giving you this shit for free. And you're just sitting here giving me...
Who are you, man?
You're just yelling
who
at me. And I'm just trying to help you. I'm
who
just
are
trying
you?
To help get rid of these, all right, these bad hacker people.
All right, first of all, hold on, just slow down. How did you get this phone number?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's posted on your Facebook as the emergency cell.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's the second phone number. There's two phone numbers, and this is the emergency cell listed. That's it.
Okay. Who are you now?
I'm just going to delete your Facebook, and that'll solve everything, right?
Sure.
I'll just delete it. I'm just going to type in the delete commands. Are you still there? He's not still there. He's gone. All right. There you go, Crimson. I played it. Are you happy? I don't know why everybody likes the Big Bamboo's dockside thing so much. Everyone's always bringing that up. That guy sure told me to slow down a lot. He had a major attitude problem with me.
Hi, Brad. Hello. I'm calling from Tempe, Arizona. I used to call from New Orleans, Louisiana, but now I'm calling from Tempe, Arizona, because this is where I live now.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice, honey.
Just
good job.
To say that you
good job living in a different place.
And an inspiration, as always.
Well, thank you.
And that, you know, how you love those hilarious suggestions. You always
if you start a suggestion, I'm ending the voicemail.
I thought you might like this hilarious suggestion.
Nope, not.
I'm giving you on the voicemail right now. And here it is.
All right. Thanks for the voicemail. I got to put a stop to these again. Come on. There's a Discord room for this now.
Hello, Brad. What is your opinion on the Thomas Edison show, Frank Yanker? Did you love it? Did you hate it? What would you rate it? All right.
My opinion on Crank Yankers, a show from, like, what was it, like 20 years ago, 15 years ago? It was okay. It was a good idea. I didn't find the calls very funny, but the presentation was pretty great. All the puppets and stuff. Lots of really good jokes in between all the calls, but the calls themselves, they were never really that great, in my opinion. I don't know how much of that I watched, but I would guess I watched less than half of it, you know, the entire series, if even that. So maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe I've missed all the really great stuff.
Hey, what's up, Brad? It's Asshole Matt. You know the one with the hobo phone?
Yeah, that guy.
Well,
the one with the mobile phone. That
anyone out there that's complaining that you don't make a lot of shows, what they should do is not listen to you for a couple of months.
Yep.
And then after you get a stockpile of shows, because that's what I did, and I'm way behind now. I'm loving it.
Okay.
Okay, cactus.
Great suggestion. Everybody do that. Stop listening to the show. It's like, you know, when you're doing a bunch of meth all the time, and after a while, the meth, it just doesn't have any effect on you. I know this stuff because, you know, I've been in drug counseling. I'm an ex-addict and an ex-alcoholic, and I've had all these DUIs and totally needed to be in counseling. I know these things, but, you know, you stop using the meth for a while, maybe a week, if you can make it that long. And then, when you use meth again, it's fucking awesome. So I see what he's saying. Just give yourself a break from the shows for a while, and then take a bunch of meth all at once.
And I don't know who's saying I don't make enough shows, but I'm pretty sure I did 4 or 5 shows last week, if you include the Mr. Dabalina show. 2 snowplow shows, 2 hobosodes. That should be enough, shouldn't it? And it's all thanks to the people that support the show on the Patreon, like the sponsors of today's show, David J., Derek J., Dustin W., FN Reality, and of course, FOD87. Thank you, everybody, that's been supporting the show. It's because of you that I'm doing 5 shows a week sometimes, and I really appreciate it. Thanks, everyone. See you all next time.
An old plastic mug with a picture of a Smurf on it. And an old white leather sofa with a brown stain where you used to sit. And a statuette of a dragon clutching a crystal orb. And a t-shirt of a unicorn flying through space that was tattered and worn. It's your garage sale. Your garage sale. Your garage sale. 25 cents. I got invited to your birthday party. I wanted to make an impression, so I walked up and down State Street to the hippie store to buy a nice present for you. A Scooby-Doo. I spent $34.95 on a scented candle. It smelled like strawberry Pop-Tarts and oregano. I rubbed it all over my body and wrapped it up to give it to you. But here it is. It's your garage sale. Your garage sale. We'll be right back.
you telling me you're setting up a basketball court in our front yard?